NCAA poised to eliminate ban on professional sports betting. The NCAA has moved a step closer to lifting its long-standing prohibition on professional sports betting for student athletes and staff. On Wednesday, the Division I Administrative Committee voted to back a proposal that would allow NCAA student athletes and athletic department personnel to place bets on professional sporting events. The existing NCAA bylaws ban all forms of sports wagering by athletes, coaches, and officials on both collegiate and professional competitions. The proposed amendment, which received preliminary approval from the Division I committee, marks the first major step toward revising that policy. For the rule change to take effect, it must also gain approval from committees representing Divisions II and III. Those committees will likely review the proposal later in October, with a final decision anticipated before November 1. If the proposal is ratified, the current ban on professional sports betting for NCAA members will be officially lifted on that date. However, restrictions on wagering related to college sports will remain firmly in place, including prohibitions on betting on NCAA events or sharing inside information with third parties. Under the new guidelines, student athletes would still face severe penalties for any activity that compromises the integrity of college competitions. These include wagering on their own games, betting for or against their team, or passing along non-public information for gambling purposes. The rule change would simply allow participation in regulated professional sports betting markets, similar to other students on campus who are of legal age to gamble. If you can't beat them, join them. Josh Whitman, athletics director at the University of Illinois and chair of the Division I Administrative Committee, stated that while the committee is still concerned about the risks tied to sports betting, it ultimately chose to ease restrictions to better reflect the current legal environment and the experiences of student athletes. He said the goal of this adjustment is to maintain a strong focus on integrity within collegiate sports while encouraging responsible engagement in legal betting on professional events. Whitman also explained that the NCAA's existing betting rules were developed when sports betting was illegal across most of the U.S. Since the repeal of the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act, PASPA, in 2018, 39 states and D.C. have legalized sports wagering in some form, prompting the NCAA to reconsider its approach. The proposal also received endorsement from the Division I Student Athlete Advisory Committee, which includes representatives from every major athletic conference. The advisory group stated that the policy update reflects a shift toward education, transparency, and open dialogue rather than punitive measures. Members said they hope the new framework will make it easier for athletes to report concerns and seek assistance without fear of disciplinary action. The NCAA's movement toward revising its betting policy comes amid a wave of enforcement actions related to betting violations. In September, three former Fresno State basketball players were permanently banned after the NCAA Infractions Committee found that they intentionally altered their performances to benefit betting outcomes. The investigation determined that the players received portions of the winnings through arrangements with outside parties. The violations occurred during the 2024-25 season,